It's been nearly 2 weeks since Hurricane Katrina blasted through the Gulf states. And as Americans watched the horror play out, so did the rest of the world. Susan Caskey reviews the world's papers for the magazine The Week, and she told us that the coverage started out pretty much like our own, and then gradually the temperature seemed to change.
This week, the coverage, especially in Europe, went a little bit beyond the initial kind of ranting of how could this happen. And they started to produce analyses of the U.S. system and saying that much of the devastation in New Orleans would have been prevented if the United States had a better social safety net. For example, there was a commentary in a German paper, the Berliner Zeitung. The concept of society or community as we understand it in Europe, with overtones of solidarity, justice, and social safety, does not exist in America. There, the state is by definition lean, its duties reduced, every man is responsible for himself. There was an article in an Italian paper called Il Sole 24 Ore. The columnist was writing about the Reaganite ideal of limited government. And he said, not only democratic economists, but the smarter free marketers, too, are now wondering whether that idea has not drowned to death in the slimy waters of New Orleans.
Exactly which free marketers is this Italian columnist talking about? Is he talking about the free marketers in Europe, or he can't possibly mean those in the United States?
Actually, he does mean the ones in the United States, and that is because there was a large amount of interest in how the U.S. press was covering the disaster. Newspapers like the Wall Street Journal, even the Washington Times, were finally critical of the Bush administration, and that's something that many European columnists have been looking for a long time. There was an article in the French paper Libération, which is a leftist French daily, and the columnist said that the American press has finally been roused from its patriotic torpor. She specifically went on to talk about television news because the CNN coverage was rebroadcast on CNN International to a great extent. And she goes on to say, American television has lived up to the mission of the press to criticize the political class. And this is a kind of praise that we do not often see in Libération.
I was wondering, though, was the right-wing press on board with the left-wing press here, or were they interested in cutting the conservative Bush administration some slack?
There are some, especially in Britain, in the Telegraph and to some extent in the Times, we did see some sort of defense of the Bush administration saying, look, this could happen anywhere and it's a terrible catastrophe and the government did its best. But really, there was very little of that. I mean, I mentioned those two papers because those are really the only two that come to mind and they're both in Britain. I didn't see any of this in French, German, Italian papers or across the region, certainly not in Eastern European papers.
You know, it sounds as if, aside from the sympathy they feel for the plight of all of those displaced by the storm, there's a little bit of what amounts to schadenfreude for the American experience of Hurricane Katrina.
You know, there is a little bit of that. In the Times of London, a commentator said, the subtext and often the main text of much of the reportage from New Orleans has been what a nasty, divided, unjust place the U.S. has been revealed to be. And it strikes me, she goes on, that there's more than a little smugness in the reporting as well. In the rest of her article, she says we should not be so quick to condemn the United States over their racism and the fact that they have all these poor black people that they have not taken care of when we in Britain have the same thing as well.
So let's shift to the Asian papers now. You've noticed that Asian papers have been linking Katrina with global warming trends generally?
Absolutely. In a Chinese paper out of Hong Kong, it's actually backed by Beijing, the Ta Kung Pao. They say this Katrina hurricane is a warning from God over President Bush's reactionary behavior on the issue of the Kyoto Protocol. That's an explicit statement of a connection between the U.S. refusal to ratify the Kyoto Accord on climate change and the Katrina hurricane. Others are somewhat less explicit. Out of Taipei, the Taiwan News, in an editorial, they said, New Orleans may go down in history as the first major city in an advanced country to be lost to the process of global warming. We sincerely hope that the Bush administration will take the call from Hurricane Katrina and reconsider its energy policy.
So, Susan, to sum up, it seems as if this disaster has allowed the rest of the world press to issue its own, you reap what you sow.
There's lots of sympathy. Our hearts go out to the American victims. Our hearts go out to the people of New Orleans. That's definitely a major theme. But then underneath that, we do see, really across the globe, the subtext of criticism that the U.S. allowed such a thing to happen and had such poor people in its midst.
Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Susan Caskey reviews the world's papers for The Week.